Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Lying in wait. That is apparently what special counsel Jack Smith was doing. This, as he was waiting to see what happened with the Hunter Biden plea deal. When that fell apart, he decided to pounce, adding new charges to change the media narrative against Donald Trump. The special counsel, Jack Smith, brought these new charges against former President Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago White House document case. Smith has charged Trump with one count of willful retention of national defense documents and two counts of obstruction. Now, Trump's assistant, who was previously charged in the first round of indictments, also received two new obstruction-related charges. Now, this new set of indictments also added another person to the list of those who've been indicted. They have now also charged Carlos de Oliveira. He is a Mar-a-Lago head of maintenance with altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing a document. They also have charged him with making false statements and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Now, to be clear, you now have the special counsel who is going after a maintenance man in this case. Let that just sink in. The superseding indictment also charges Trump, this maintenance man, and his former or his personal assistant with two new obstruction counts based on allegations that the defendants attempted to delete surveillance video footage at Mar-a-Lago Club in the summer of 2022. That is what a statement from the special counsel spokesman Peter Carr said. As CNBC reported it this way, they said, quote, Trump is also newly accused of retaining a classified document detailing a U.S. military plan of attack on Iran, which Trump showed to a writer, publisher, and two staff members at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, on July the 21st of 2021. Now, at the time, Trump had not been president for 5 months, and his guests did not have security clearances, quote, to view the document. This, according to the indictment in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Now, with the additional charges, Trump is now facing 40 counts in this criminal case. Trump's spokesperson, Stephen Chung, blasted the U.S. Department of Justice for the new charges, calling it a continued desperate and failing attempt by the Biden crime family and their Department of Justice to harass President Trump and those around him. They then said, quote, deranged Jack Smith knows that they have no case and is casting about for any way to salvage their legal witch hunt and to get someone other than Donald Trump to run against crooked Joe Biden. I actually couldn't agree more with that statement from the Trump team. And the reason why I say that is because the timing of this screams, oh, crap. We've got Joe Biden in trouble. This plea deal didn't go through. What are we going to do now? All right. Okay, we got a plan. All right, let's charge Trump and the maintenance guy at Mar-a-Lago and the other guy, his assistant, with even more heinous crimes. And that'll change the news cycle, and that will change the narrative. Guess what? It worked. The media completely forgot, and I say that sarcastically, that Joe Biden is in serious trouble now. That the whistleblowers have come forward, have shown an incredible amount of evidence against the Biden crime family. They needed the narrative to change, and they needed to give the media something to get it to change quickly. They accomplished that. That was their objective. It was their goal, and they did it, folks. This is how you do it. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, Donald Trump has also sat down with Breitbart News in an interview that they received, that they got exclusively with him in New Jersey. And I want you to hear what he had to say in Bedminster, New Jersey during this interview. Listen.
Before we sat down here, the special counsel put out a superseding indictment. That what that means is additional charges against you on the documents case, as well as they added another defendant, the head of maintenance down at Mar-a-Lago. What's your? I don't know if you've had a chance to review this.
I just heard it as I'm sitting down. This is harassment. This is election interference. I'm protected by the Presidential Records Act. Totally. It shouldn't even be a case. It's not a criminal case. Where's Biden with all the documents? He's got 20 times, 30 times the documents I have, and he has not made it easy for them either. They're hiding boxes. They're sending boxes to Chinatown. Boxes are being sent to Chinatown, and yet China's paying them millions of dollars. You explain that one, and you don't even hear about it. All you hear about is Trump. No, this is a two-tier system of injustice. And that's what we have. We have a sick country. Our country is very sick right now. We have a failing nation, and it's a very, very sad thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. You've called Jack Smith deranged.
Yeah.
Again, if you're elected president, yeah. Again, is he somebody you would fire?
Well, I wouldn't keep him. Okay. Jack Smith, why would I keep him? He is deranged. Look, he's gone after other people, been overturned unanimously in the Supreme Court. He's destroyed a lot of lives. Lives have been destroyed, and he's destroyed people. He's destroyed lives, and you know, virtually illegally. He was Lois Lerner in the IRS case, which is one of the most egregious abuses. What happened? The government had to apologize to people. It went after Christians. No, this is a guy. He's a wild man, and I call him deranged. And he's been overturned, and he went after the governor of Virginia, overturned unanimously. He went after another senator or something.
Senator
he was overturned.
Edwards, yeah.
What he's done is just horrible. And the abuse of power, it is prosecutorial misconduct.
Do you think that this case is the cases that he's bringing against you are going to end up, when we look back on them in history, we'll be looking back at them like we look back at his case against Edwards, his case against Senator Edwards is who you're talking about there, or Governor McDonnell. And he's done it with people of both parties.
I think they'll end up being an embarrassment to the Democrats and an embarrassment to our country. And they have lifted my poll numbers. In all fairness, they didn't want to run against me. That's why they did it. They did this so that I wouldn't get the nomination. And it actually had the reverse effect. It's lifted my numbers, but I was winning anyway by a lot. And now the polls just came out today. I'm winning by like 40 points, 45 points. And I'm also beating Biden by a lot. And DeSantis, or DeSanctimonious, as I call him, is losing very badly to Biden. I'm winning by a lot to Biden. They don't want to run against me. That's why they did it. And it's had a reverse impact because the public is smart and they see this stuff. And now maybe a January 6th case. I don't know. Maybe not, too, because it's did nothing wrong. But what they're doing has been it's not been received very well by the public because the poll numbers are through the roof. But they did this in order to get me out. And it's incredible because the public gets it and it had the opposite impact.
Now, look, I think Donald Trump is right and wrong on his analysis here. I do believe that there is no doubt they want to get rid of him. And they want him not to be able to even be president ever again through these charges. I also think that they absolutely want Donald Trump to be the nominee. Democrats truly believe that Donald Trump is the easiest candidate to beat in the field. That's why they're not afraid of him getting the nomination. They want him to get the nomination. A lot of Democrats that I've spoken with have said that to me openly. Look, we want Donald Trump to get the nomination because then we believe after he gets that nomination, he'll be so bogged down legally, right? He'll be in such bad shape legally that he is going to have to, at that point, he will just lose. It'll be easier to beat. I disagree with that. Okay. I want to make that clear. I think that Donald Trump has a very good chance to win this thing if he gets the nomination. But I also think that the Democrats understand they can saddle him and get him off his game and get him to focus on this other stuff. Then it's going to be game on for them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes. Winners. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about the aspect of election interference here as well. Is the or are these indictments of Donald J. Trump, in essence, election interference? Absolutely. The fact that his poll numbers went up after the indictment proves that it is election interference, because election interference means you're changing or altering the normal course of an election, and you're charging someone with crimes to try to alter and or change an election. This has changed the election for every Republican that's running. This has changed certainly the election for a guy like Ron DeSantis. It has changed the election for Donald Trump. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not changing or altering election. I want to make this clear. Sometimes it can be a positive, right? It can backfire on Democrats, or it may not, right? It could. We don't know. But what we do know, What we know very, 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 very clearly is that this has altered and changed the election. You look at the timing of these new charges, and everybody that's listening right now can see it's not hard to put all this together, that they are trying to alter and change not just the election, but even news cycles. Right? This is probably the worst week we've ever had for the Biden crime family with this plea deal falling apart. So immediately, this activist special counsel, Jack Smith, does what he does well. Okay, I'll find some other charges to charge Donald Trump with, and I'll find some maintenance men to charge with crimes as well. And then when I do that, then we'll get back on track here to destroying and ruining, right? And ruining everything. And that's what we'll do. And that's exactly what happened. Like, this is how it went down. Now, Donald Trump also had a few hours to think about all of this. And then he talked about the employees that are now being affected. Those that are around him just doing their jobs, and who now it is very clear they're coming after him and everybody else. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to say to anyone around Donald Trump, run. Look, I know people that have decided not to work directly with Donald Trump because they're not willing to take the financial risk. I know people just in the January 6th had to spend $400,000 or more on legal fees, even though they basically weren't involved at all in anything to do with January 6th, but they were around it. So therefore, they're like, all right, bring them in here, make them lawyer up, and make them play defense, and let's try to break them financially. So there are good men and women that would love to work for the president of the United States of America that are afraid to do it now because it seems like every person around him that they can charge with any crime based on politics, they're willing to do it, including now the maintenance man. So it's not crazy to think this way either, right? That, hey, it's just I can't take the financial risk. Here's what President Trump had to say about the other employees they're now going after.
They went after two fine employees yesterday, fine people. And I don't think they think that the tapes were even changed. These were my tapes that we gave to them. And they basically then say, that's not enough. I don't think we would have had to give it. I'm not sure that we would have even had to give it. These were security tapes. We handed them over to them. I doubt we would have, if we wanted to fight that, I doubt we would have had to give it. But regardless, we gave it.
So again, the president there saying, look, we gave them these tapes. They're now saying we altered or changed or tried to delete these tapes. He's like, no, we didn't. Like, this is what we did. But this is the weaponization of a government to try to destroy their political opponent. That is what this is. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going all woke. Americans are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product we consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, probably the cell phone provider you have right now has been dumping millions of dollars into liberal causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to deal with it because you had to have a cell phone and there was no alternative. Well, not anymore. Now you can switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. So you get the best possible coverage in your area, minus the woke leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. You get to keep your same phone and your same phone number too, or upgrade to a new phone if you want to. Go right now to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Ferguson and you will get the best deals of the year. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Representative Stefanik said this about the charges, the new charges that have come against Donald Trump. She said, this is no more, no less than the weaponization of the DOJ, functioning like a political arm of the Biden re-election campaign. She is absolutely right.
In-house GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik to comment on this. Congresswoman, so when we look at this, I think the rest of the story, every time we report on it, is something happens in the legal realm and Trump gets a bump. Something happens in the legal realm, Trump gets a bump. As conference chair, you understand a little bit about what the work that goes into getting everyone reelected. Trump's going into an election. Do you expect this latest news to be a bump, to deter donors? What do you expect Trump supporters and others will react to this?
Well, first of all, the American people see this for what it is, and that is a weaponized Department of Justice that is functioning like a political arm of Joe Biden's reelection campaign. And this is on top of the egregious abuse that we've seen in these federal agencies going back to 2016 with the fake, phony Russia hoax. And think about the amount of just news coverage from the mainstream media that pushed that false narrative. And the other thing that's important, Joey, to take into consideration, this is the same week that Hunter Biden, this was a stunning week, Hunter yeah. Biden's immunity agreement they tried to slip in. Thank goodness this judge paid attention to every word, because they were about to allow Hunter Biden to get away with numerous federal crimes and block him from any future prosecution. So what do I think this means with the polls? You know, President Trump is going to barrel towards a win in this primary election and in the general election as well. There was interesting reporting last night that of the candidates, the one that Joe Biden is most fearful of in his campaign is Donald Trump. And that was not necessarily the case months ago. So what we've seen is this strengthens Donald Trump's political position. And it's because the American people are tired of these weaponized federal agencies. And that if your last name is Biden, you get to live by a different set of rules versus if your last name is Trump, you get targeted by these agencies.
There's not a single thing that she just said in there that she's not accurate on, that she's not correct. It is truly shocking to see what they're willing to do and what they're and to the lengths they're willing to go to bring down Americans. Never forget, these are the same people that tried a coup attempt on the presidency of the United States of America. They didn't like that the American people chose Donald Trump, and they knew that they were impeaching him over things that they knew were not true. They knew the Steele dossier was a lie. They knew that Russian collusion was a lie. They knew that everything the second time with Ukraine was wrong. In fact, it was actually against Joe Biden, not against Donald J. Trump. They knew it was all a lie. And they used that lie to impeach a president because they didn't like who you chose. It's as simple as that. They said, no, you're not allowed to choose Donald Trump. And since you screwed this up and since you chose Donald Trump, we're going to overthrow your vote. We're going to overthrow the will of the people and we're going to get away with it. And so far, they absolutely have gotten away with it. And then they were able to change and alter how the second election went down with COVID, which was brilliant, by the way. Unethical, shady as hell, but brilliant. They said, aha, we have an opportunity here to change the rules because of lockdowns and change how we do an election. And that worked as well. These people are scumbags at the highest level. They are pure scumbags who are anti-American. They're not Democrats. They're communists. Socialists and communists do this. They do this in third world countries. They do this in the banana republic. They go after their political opponents. Nelson Mandela is a great example of this, right? If you can't beat them, arrest them. If you can't beat them, tear them down and destroy their lives forever. Put them in jail. Never forget, they're wanting Donald Trump with these charges to rot in jail. They know how much time he could get for these charges, right? That's why they've charged him with them. And charging him with these crimes, he would never see the light of day again. There's also another part about this when it comes to security. They would have to secure the president of the United States of America. So in essence, he would be solitary confinement from everybody in the criminal world, right? If they put him in jail. And they know that as well. And they love that idea. They love that fact. They love the possibility of that. That they could totally isolate the former president of the United States of America and throw him in prison. There's also a warning here that I also think is a really important point that needs to be talked about. They're trying to warn other people. And this is why they went after the head of maintenance and charged the head of maintenance with these crimes. They know he can't afford a legit legal team. They know this will bankrupt him, charging him with these crimes. They know right now that people are losing their minds. They understand that. They know that people are losing their minds. They know that people are freaking out right now because they're afraid that if he can be at charge of these crimes, then are they going to come after me? Are they going to come after who's next, right? Like, who's going to be the next person they come after? Who is the next person? Is there anyone that's off limits for the Democrats? Well, they're saying, don't go work with Donald Trump. Don't help Donald Trump. Don't spend time with Donald Trump. Because if you do, we will come after you forever. We will put any of you that we want to in prison. And you will be in financial ruin even if we don't put you in prison. That's why they're doing this. That's why they did this to General Flynn at the beginning. That's why they did this to everybody else during the Russian collusion, because they wanted to financially bankrupt you and destroy you so you'd finally just say, I give up. I can't work for the President of the United States of America. It's too risky to my life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I've said that the media is going to use this, and the narrative is clear. Hey, you stand with Trump, you work with Trump, we'll ruin your life. NBC News did exactly what I just told you they were going to do. NBC News had a conversation between Joyce Vance, who's a former federal prosecutor, and the former White House press secretary under Joe Biden, Jen Psaki. And they said that the new Trump defendant is basically screwed and has no choice but to flip. Now, they're saying this on national TV. Listen.
Really stuck out to you as you read through it.
The superseding indictment, I would say two things stuck out to me. One, it's a whole new scheme with Nauta and De Oliveira, and it's very ham-handed. They really look like, two-bit criminals and as opposed to anything, you know, more sophisticated. That's one. But two, the really big thing is De Oliveira was just tailor-made to be a cooperating witness. He has everything to lose. They came at him hard, and I think what it shows is Jack Smith does not bluff, because there's some downsides for him to bringing it now, and I think they came to him and said, look, we've got you with all these false statements. We've got you making these other obstructive acts. You better cooperate. And if you say no, we're bringing charges, and we're bringing them quickly. And he said no, and they're bringing them quickly. He is someone who it's hard to understand why he wouldn't be cooperating against both Nauta and Trump.
See, he has so much to lose here. I mean, Joyce, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, clearly they would want him to flip. Do you think he's a likely candidate for that? And what should we be watching for in that regard?
So I think Harry's dead on the money here. And your question points that out, Jim. This, Jen, this is a defendant who has almost no choice but to flip. He's looking at charges that have 20-year maximums, even though that's not the real-world sentencing. He's looking at spending a big chunk of time in prison if he goes forward. And it's the final charge against him, this charge where he goes in and talks to agents. They actually visit mm-hmm. him in his home. They tell him that he's free to end the interview at any point in time. And then he just lies to them in a bald-faced manner about when the boxes and the items from Washington first come down to Mar-a-Lago. So they have him dead to center if he does not cooperate. And what do they get if he does cooperate? He is putting Trump front and center in this scheme to obstruct. They have Trump wanting to figure out if the videos can be erased. This is so important in showing that this was not an innocuous effort by the former president to hold on to trophies or souvenirs from his time in office, but that he in fact knew that what he was doing was wrong. And so if they can obtain de Oliveira's cooperation, that's probably the final nail in the coffin on this one.
Oh, well, there you go. See, Donald Trump is guilty. Everybody go home. It's over. Right? You just had NBC News say it. This is the final nail in the coffin. Right? What do they say on CNN? That was NBC. So CNN, Erin Burnett, this is what she said about this. Right? Nail in the coffin. This guy flips on Donald Trump. He's going to prison. It's game over. That's the NBC analysis. Let's move to CNN. Listen.
They lay this out again. Employee number four is the director of information technology for Mar-a-Lago. And it does appear this individual cooperated. So De Oliveira goes into the IT office, talks to employee number four, takes him to a small room, pulls him away from everybody, and tells this individual, I want this conversation to remain between the two of us, and asks how many days the server retains the video. The person responds, about 45 days. And then De Oliveira insisted to Trump employee four that the boss wanted the server deleted and asked, what are we going to do? It's all here.
It's all there. I mean, it reads like a spy novel. Like, you know, that's what you would do. You would try to get the IT guy to, you know, wipe out the video footage. I mean, it's just astonishing that this is what Trump wanted to do. He wanted to destroy evidence of a crime. I mean, that's really what this is.
And I should note, though, Ryan, what I just said is obviously what somebody said.
Yes.
This is a little different than a text message. But when you add it together with what I just laid out, the dates, the timestamps, the text messages, is this black and white?
Oh, yes. And also,
there it is. Put Donald Trump in jail. We've said it's black and white. It's black and white. This is black and white. It's all black and white. End of discussion. Let's throw him in jail. Then you go to CNN during their daytime coverage. What do they do? CNN has on their main person, Murray, who's on these new charges against Trump. Listen.
So when you dig into what's going on June 24th, the prosecutors really delve into what transpired on that day. I mean, there's almost like a minute-by-minute breakdown when you look into this new superseding indictment. So DOJ, again, sends this new subpoena to the Trump Organization attorneys, and around 1:30 p.m., Trump's attorney tells Trump about the subpoena. Walt Nauta, who again is one of these Trump employees, is informed that Donald Trump wants to speak with him. And less than 2 hours after that, Walt Nauta, who travels with Trump, we've seen him traveling with Trump, changes his travel plans, decides to go to Palm Beach instead of traveling with Trump. And he's pretty cagey in when he's talking to people, as you see in this superseding indictment, about the change in plans. He's sending people shushing emojis about his change in plans. Let's go back to the calendar and then look at what happens a few days later. That's when we get into that June 27th timeline, where De Oliveira is trying to get into more details about what the deal is with the security footage. He learns that it's retained for about 45 days. And this is when he tells another Trump employee that it is the boss who wants it deleted. And so that really is the meat of this sort of scheme to try to attempt to erase the surveillance footage. And if you think about all those boxes moving in and out of the storage room when they're supposed to all be handed over in response to a subpoena, you can see here why prosecutors believe that there was activity that Trump's team wanted to cover up, guys.
So there it is. They've all convicted him. Doesn't this sound exactly like how, by the way, they covered Russian collusion? Oh, we've got it on sources. Oh, we have this. Oh, we heard he was working with this random bank. Oh, we know he's guilty. Oh, he should go to jail for this. He should go to prison for this, right? Like, these are all the same. This is the same exact playbook with Russian collusion, with the same players on TV. You know, earlier they had another panel, and they're like, oh, this is a dangerous moment in American history here. Listen.
Well, if this is a major breakthrough in this case, and just to refresh our viewers' memories, there is an incident charged in the initial indictment and charged again in this new indictment where Donald Trump is showing people with no security clearance after he's left the White House, people who are writing a book about Mark Meadows, he's ruffling documents and telling them to look at this. He says, I could have declassified when I was in office. But I didn't. And there had been some question, as Caitlin just laid out, about whether there was an actual classified document he was showing or whether he was just puffing or exaggerating. And as Caitlin said, Donald Trump's representative said it was the latter. Now we know that's not true. Now we know the document Donald Trump was showing these people with zero security clearance was an actual highly classified document that had to do with war plans. And we know DOJ has that document. They've now added a charge against Donald Trump. And why this is so important is because this is the one incident in the whole indictment where Donald Trump most flagrantly disseminates the information, where it's not just sitting in boxes in his bathroom or on the stage at Mar-a-Lago, which is bad, which is potentially criminal, but it's the one most flagrant incident where he's taking that information and giving it out to somebody. And that's why it's such an important and dangerous moment in this case.
Dangerous moment in this case. Do you know how dangerous this moment is? This is exactly how they covered, like, to a T. I want to make that clear, okay? This is exactly, okay? Exactly how they covered Russian collusion. He was guilty. There was no doubt that this was the final straw. He should be impeached. She's unfit to be commander in chief. He shouldn't have the nuclear codes. He's deranged. Remember all that? Never, ever forget that, right? Because that's what they said. That's what they did. Okay? Do not ever forget. He was deranged. He was insane. Right? He was totally deranged, totally psychotic, totally crazy. Never, ever, ever forget that. And that's what he was. And they stuck with it, and they never went away from it. And they said this is that he was guilty. So when you hear all of this, remember what they told you before, and remember how wrong they were. Don't forget, share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review and share it on social media, this episode, so others will hear this. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.